Hello, Audio Boo. This is Peggy and Dan, and we have a new friend who's walking around the living room, looking around. Her name is Sweetie, and she is a Shih Tzu mix. I don't know what she's mixed with, but she's mixed all right, huh, Sweetie? She's very quiet, just kind of wandering around, sniffing or just lying down somewhere. Hasn't gone potty since we've gotten her, which kind of makes us a little nervous, but we're thinking she's probably just not comfortable enough to just lie down and or sit down and do her thing. We're kind of getting her used to the different rooms in the house. We have been in our family room for most of the day. Went into the library where the computer is, and she hung out there with me for a few minutes, and then I tried to have the family room and the library open with all the other doors closed, but the living room is kind of in between the family room and the library, and we were concerned that she might pick that moment to come into the living room by herself and go potty kind of in privacy. So this is our first time in the living room. And giving her a chance to check it out. Don't know how to make her feel relaxed enough that she will go potty outside like she's supposed to. So, she is not leash trained. I guess she seems to really freeze when a leash is put on her, and they told us to just kind of make it like a game, you know, and just if she walks a few steps, just praise her and give her treats and, you know, stuff like that, so we're going to try to work on that. But we're just kind of trying to give her time to adjust. I would see if she would come over and sniff the phone, but what's she doing? Just walking?
She's about 4 feet ahead of you.
Sitting or sniffing?
Sitting. She just sat down.
He's sitting down. Are you sitting down on the floor? Just kind of not trying to overwhelm her with too much too soon, but just, I think we're trying to figure out her attitudes and personality, and she's probably trying to figure out ours. She lies down, and then if either of us move, she gets back up, you know. So, now she's kind of moving.
We're going.
I might have to put a bell around her neck, though, because her feet are real quiet, and she doesn't kind of gallop or anything yet. She's just kind of walking around slowly. So, I guess they think that maybe the people who actually owned her originally just kind of put her outside and just kind of left her outside, because I guess when she very first came into the shelter, she was her hair was all matted and, just tangled and matted and everything. So they spayed her and shaved her. So her head's really the only shaggy part of her right now. And I think her tail, I haven't really petted her tail. But the rest of her is just kind of, short hair, which, in the warm weather isn't too bad. and so she is, she was spayed on May 8th, and she was microchipped, and so they just had to change the microchip information. And she's just she's true to her name. She's just real sweet. I think that's what attracted us to her. The other dogs were in their cages all barking and carrying on or running around. And she just kind of came and sat by the door to be petted. And then we started to move toward the other end of the cage, kind of looking at the dog at the next cage. And she kind of slid over toward that end for more pets. And here she is right on the floor lying down in front of me. And so we're going to try a sleeping arrangement. We have the family room. We're going to just kind of close that off. We have Cinny's old crate, which was actually a cat carrier. Aww. And we think that'll probably be big enough for her.
Pause recording.
Where am I? How much time do I have left?
5 minutes and 3 seconds.
Okay, so I've gone. Anyway, we're thinking that'll probably be big enough for her because it was huge for Cinny. And Cinny was, before she got sick, about 7 pounds and something. And Sweetie's like, I think about, what'd they say, 16? So,
yeah.
You know, if we leave it open, it might be a place for her to eventually go. But she just kind of flops down at the floor, on the floor, wherever.
And I've slept in, you've made me sleep there before.
What, in the crate?
In the doghouse. So, it's fine.
So, we're just kind of trying to all get to know each other's habits. And but it was so cute. I was in the library on the computer, and all of a sudden, the Sweetie came to sit next to my chair and put her little paws on my lap. That was very sweet. She hasn't done that in any other room, which is kind of interesting, but she did in the library. So anyway, we're going to close her in the family room. Dan put some papers down on the floor in case she has to go potty, which means she'll probably go on the rug or the middle of the floor or something if she goes. But so any of you guys who have been longtime dog owners, I had a St. Bernard dog when I was a kid, and Dan had various dogs when he was a kid, but we're not real experienced dog people. So anything you guys would have to offer would be appreciated. And I guess I'll send this on my way because Sweetie isn't making any noise.
We've gone to the dogs.
We've gone to the dogs, yes. Oh, she's kind of licking her chops or doing something. I don't know what she's doing. But anyway, so that's all I know. And I guess I will send this. Bye-bye. Pause recording.
Pause recording button.